Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of July. It's Wednesday morning. Mark's been reading through Genesis today. He's ready for the 20th chapter of Genesis. Abraham had a problem with lying about his wife, saying it was his sister. This is what he did again with Abimelech. And, of course, it was revealed to Abimelech by a dream that Sarah was Abraham's wife. And anyway, so Abimelech rose and called in his servants and said that he had brought on him great havoc because of his lie. And so anyway, Abimelech ended up giving him sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and so on. And so, as a result of this, isn't it amazing how God can use anything he wants to prosper someone? Abimelech prospered Abraham, giving him all this stuff, and then restored him Sarah's wife. And gave him 1,000 pieces of silver. Nobody's ever given me 1,000 pieces of silver for lying. Anyway, so Abram prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech. Isn't that interesting? He closed up the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of this situation with Sarah, but he opened his wound, the wounds back up. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark, have him read it. Just profoundly shows the sovereignty of God over all things, including evil and sin. You may not like it, but it's a fact.
Genesis chapter 20. Abraham journeyed thence toward the south country. Dwell between Kadesh and Shur, and journeyed near. Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abraham came in years and took Sarah. God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and she even she herself said he is my brother? Tear you my heart in and see of my hands, have I done this?" God said to him in dream, "Yea, I know thou didst this and tear you thy heart. I withhold thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, shalt live. Thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all are thine." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, told all these things their ears. The men were sore afraid. Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "Why hast thou done unto us? What have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me out of my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done unto me that ought not to be done." And said Abraham, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing?" Abraham said, because I thought sure the fear of God is in this place, then will slay me for Lot's sake. Yet indeed she is my sister, and she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. It came to pass when God caused the woman from my father's house that said unto her, this is my kindness, which thou shalt show unto me, every place where we shall come. She shall come, say unto he is my brother. And like took sheep and ox, the men servants and women servants, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him to Sarah his wife. And like said, behold, my land is before thee, dwell where it pleased thee. And to Sarai he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, thee is to be a covering of the eyes and all that are with thee. With all other that she has reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife, his maidservants, and their children. The Lord had she closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
All right, well, the Lord being the matter, we'll continue in chapter 21 tomorrow.